views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Jen Zellup. I'm so happy you are here joining me on Monday morning. I love Monday mornings. I'm actually pretty excited that I get to be on air on a Monday morning. But just, you know, the start of a week, it's almost like always a new opportunity to go after your goals, see what the week is going to bring, right? See what opportunities come your way, and even seeing what obstacles come so we can go through them and push through them and learn our lessons. This morning, it was interesting. I posted something that called it a blessing. That wasn't my word. It was someone else's, but I loved it because it was combining the word blessings and lessons together to get a blessing, because in all of our lessons that we encounter, there's always a blessing to be gained. But welcome to the show. This is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm so excited to be with you here today to talk about breakthrough. This is like the most favorite topic of mine. And I had posted, you know, are you waiting for a breakthrough? And then this is your episode, because I'm going to share with you steps that I do in my life to achieve my breakthroughs, to have my breakthroughs. And it could be any breakthrough. It could be in health and wellness. It could be in energy. It could be in money. It could be a financial breakthrough, health breakthrough, relationship breakthrough, maybe even with your kids. Maybe you're waiting for a breakthrough with your children, maybe something your children are going through. This is what I do for any sort of breakthrough that I look for in my life. And what is a breakthrough? Well, a breakthrough it's an instance of achieving success in a particular activity. I love that definition only because it's something solid, like it's something tangible. A breakthrough is, I picture if you had to put a visualization to a breakthrough, I picture, you know, you busting through, like if somebody held up a big paper wall in front of you and you came crashing through it and you broke through it, because it's getting you to the other side of what your current situation is, of what your current circumstance is. So those blessings are especially important, and we'll talk more about them later in the steps that I'm going to share with you today about creating your breakthroughs, because really a breakthrough is what it's in the definition, it's that word success. So it's moving from point A to point B. It's moving from stance to what the other side of the circumstance looks like. It's interesting because in the past 7 years is probably I've experienced the most of my breakthroughs. In 7 years, my life looks nothing like today than when it was 7 years ago in this 7 year time frame. And those breakthroughs have happened rapidly, some faster than others. When you're going, for me personally, when I go through a situation that requires a breakthrough, I always feel like I'm in it a lot longer than I'd like to be. I always feel like it's never going to end. So it does. It absolutely does. And what I want to share with you today is that there are parts that on our part, we can do things to move that breakthrough along or to have the strength to go through the circumstance, to get through to the other side. Because don't forget, right? We always want to grow. So it was interesting last night. I was speaking to a pastor, and what I loved is he said to me, "We live glory to glory." And I love that. And so from a spiritual side, living glory to glory, and from a personal side, from a flesh side, living breakthrough to breakthrough. So it's almost embracing the circumstances that we go through because there's something so awesome on the other side, and that's what we want to focus on. So I just want to share with you a little bit about, so for me, breakthroughs are personal and they're spiritual, even though spiritual will get its own category, like as far as a breakthrough that I'm looking to experience. But for me, there's a flesh side. That's our flesh that I've spoken to with you about before. We've chatted about flesh and what is flesh? It's the actual actions that we do daily. It's our words. It's our behaviors. It's our decisions. It's what we focus on. Those are flesh actions. And then we have the spiritual side, right? Which is where God comes in and makes this breakthrough even more tremendous than we could ever imagine in our wildest dreams. And those are what I love about bringing God into our breakthroughs is that your outcomes and your desires and your dreams should be so big that you need you know you can't do it. You know you have the ability, but it's almost the how. You don't know. Your dream is so big. You're like, how am I going to do it? That's when you know that that's what you want. That's when you're onto something beautiful. That's when you're onto something so wonderful, a breakthrough that could happen in your life that's so big and beautiful. It's almost like I look to be intimidated by my outcomes, by the outcomes I desire. So if I'm looking for a breakthrough, and let's say my physical being, I want to be intimidated by it. I want to be, you know, for that fear to drum up inside of me and be like, wow, I'm like, how am I going to do this? Not that I can't, right? We don't say that. We just simply say like, how is this going to happen? And then we start at step one. So I want you, as we go through these action steps, when I take you through this, think about those larger than life breakthroughs that you're looking to experience in your life, because it really is amazing. So let's just talk a little bit about what you'll hear from me today. So we're going to talk about vision, which is really the outcome you desire. So what's your breakthrough look like? Your why, and I'll go into that a little bit more. Action steps for the outcome. Affirmations, and we're going to talk about your I am statements, and self-talk, focus, and prayer. So this is going to be exciting. All right, let's kick this off. So I want to talk a little bit first about soul synchronicity. We've been talking about soul synchronicity on previous shows, but I just want to talk, back on our first show, I mentioned that body, mind, and soul all intertwine. Everything comes together. We operate as one. So what one does, another. So soul synchronicity comes and plays a big part here in getting our breakthroughs. So I just want to read you a couple of scriptures that resonated with me when I talk about soul synchronicity. And James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And another important one is Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So through many scriptures, there's a distinction made between body, the physical being, and our soul as a spiritual being. We're spiritual beings. We are from God. So we have God within us. And what does that mean for soul synchronicity? Well, there, we can break it out into two parts. We have the spiritual amazingness that comes from God, and then we have our free will, the decisions, the choices, actions that we can do on a daily basis to move us closer to that soul synchronicity, to bringing the two together. So with free will comes those choices. And I think it was Columbia University, and it really struck me. They had done a study, and they said that the average person makes over 25,000 decisions a year, which I kind of think is higher. But even if we go with that 25,000 decisions a year, that's a lot of choices. And what happens with those choices is that we are influenced in so many ways with those choices. I mean, pay attention to the choices that you make today. You're influenced by family, you're influenced by friends, the environment you grew up in, your current environment, you're influenced by traumas that have happened in your life, you're influenced by stories that you've attached to situations that have happened in your life. So there are so many influences that come into play when we make these choices. And hopefully, for me, first and foremost, I put God as first and foremost in making those choices for me to align this soul synchronicity. So soul synchronicity is when our actions, our behaviors line up to the word in the Bible. So there's a clear moral code that we get from the Bible. And this show isn't going to cover that topic. But what gets overlooked is that there is a clear map that is included that when it comes to our behavior for achieving outcomes, for achieving our breakthroughs, it's there. It's there. So we're going to take a quick break because I want to dive in after our break. I want to dive in into each piece of the breakthrough puzzle, as I like to call it, because I'm really excited to share this with you and get you going on your own breakthroughs. Visit jenniferzellup.com and sign up for our newsletter. If you do, I'd love to give you a free chat session for us. Maybe we could talk about the breakthrough that you desire. So I'll see you back here in a few.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. I'm Jen Zellup, and I'm so excited today because we are talking about you accomplishing those breakthroughs. So if you have a breakthrough that you want to see happen in your life, then this for sure is the show for you. So let's dive right in. So I want to read something to you. This is found, there's two scriptures that just really resonated to my heart. One is Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And then Psalm 20:4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. It's there. It's there. So there is someone other than you that wants to see your desires of your heart fulfilled. And now what I want to do is I want to dive in because I want to share with you what we can do personally, our behaviors, our actions to get to those breakthroughs. So step one, everybody have a pen ready? You want to take notes. You want to take notes for this one. Okay. I want you to create a vision in your breakthrough area. What's a vision? Well, what's your breakthrough look like? What's the outcome you desire? But I want it to be, let's take something, a new job or a new career. I want you to feel it though. I want you to, as you're writing down your vision, I want you to act as if, you know, you woke up in the morning, you got dressed for your new career. What clothes would you put on? What would you wear? What would be different? Would you get up earlier? What time would you wake up? Would you take the train? Would you take your car? I want you to get that detailed specific. I want you to feel it. I want you to live it. And then that's what you're going to put on paper. And it's so, right? It's so important. If you know, you could just feel it in your body right now. If your desire is for a new job or a new career, and you just wrote, I want a new job. Well, is that the desire of your heart? Like what do you want from it? What do you want with it? Okay. So take it back to what it looks like. If it's, maybe it's a new relationship, what kind of characteristics, what's important for you for somebody to have characteristics in a partner, write down those characteristics. Same thing with maybe it's a financial breakthrough. Well, what would you do if you had a financial windfall today? If somebody showed up and said, here's $100,000, what would you do with it? Write that down. Would you take your family on a vacation? Would you start a foundation? Maybe a breakthrough is that you want to start a foundation. Maybe you want to go back to school. You know, it's so vision for me, you know, it can be really intense because it's such an emotion. You can feel so much. You can almost, if you read your vision, you could picture yourself in that role, right? You could picture yourself wearing the clothes that you would be wearing in your new career. And in scripture, it's so awesome. So in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on tablets so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed, for the future time. That's what that means. It hurries towards the goals of fulfillment. It will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it. And I love that because it's already saying to you, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. Just wait patiently because it will certainly come. That's so amazing. Isn't that amazing? So it's so important. It says right there, write, engrave it plainly on tablets. So put it down on paper. And I want you to put it where you can see it. Your outcome should be in your, if you have office space, your outcome should be in your bedroom when you get ready in the morning. Your outcome, I love leaving it in the bathroom when I'm getting ready, whether it be a morning routine or a night routine. Read it, talk about it. Sometimes I can remember, and maybe this will hit. I just, you know, just being real with all of you, what's happened to me is sometimes I would read what I was striving for, the breakthrough, and my life at that moment looked so the opposite of what I wanted my outcome to be. And some days it was hard. Some days it was, I would read the vision and I would cry because it was so, it felt so out of reach. It felt so far. But then I could also go back and read the scripture that said, because it will certainly come. Even though it delays, it will certainly come. And those few moments of reading something positive, reading something, it was almost like, I don't know, it reminds me of a hug. Like it reminds me of somebody saying like, it's going to be okay. And then I could go forward. I could put another foot in front of the other and I could keep my eye on that vision. I could keep my eye on that outcome. So this isn't always going to be easy. It's just worth it. It's just worth it. If you're in a place that you don't want to be, or if you're in a place just looking for something different, something more, which is how we're supposed to be. It's a wonderful thing to keep growing, growing our knowledge, to keep learning more, to keep pushing, right, ourselves out of our comfort zone. It may not be easy, but it'll totally be worth it. So just know you can always go on my Facebook page, Jen Zelop, and reach out to me. I would love to hear what your desires are. I would love to hear what outcomes you're looking for. And then that way too, if you need a support system, you know, our team is there for you. It's just, it's a journey, and that journey is adventurous. And sometimes it's up and down, but again, it's so worth it. So step two, why do you want these desires? And, you know, let's just talk about marketing. Let's talk about commercials for a second. You know, in commercials, we buy for emotion. When we buy things, it's more about our why. And even if we take a simple example as a car, when you're going to buy, whether it's your first car, it's funny because I'm going through this now with my oldest son, is that I can hear, he's talking about the first car that he would like to buy, and I hear his whys. And I can say to him, like, that's your why. That's why you want this. And somehow we move out of that as we grow further into adulthood, is why do we want things? So your why is about, it's to bridge the desire. I want you to bridge the desire with your why. Why do you want your outcome? What is it? Bridge it even a little bit further. Take it with the value behind it. Does it make you feel good? Do you want it for your family? Would it be important for your family? Is it important for your kids? Is it important for your spouse? Is it important for you? Do you, your outcome that you desire? So if your outcome is a new career, what's the why behind it? Because I want to learn more. Because I want to add more income into my family. Because I want to meet new people. Because I want to get out of my comfort zone. Those are all your whys. So why do you, if we stay on the track, just to show you the example with a career, your outcome is going to be you, it's my new job, it's my new career. This is what I wear to my new job. This is what I drive my car. This is the route I'm going to take. This is what it's like when I walk into the office. This is what my office looks like. And your why then is because this new job will get me home an hour sooner to be with my family. This new job is going to increase my pay, which will allow us to take a vacation each year. This new job is going to challenge the skills that I know I have, but I don't get to use right now. So those then are your whys. So we're going to take another quick short break. I would love for you to sign up for our newsletter, jenniferzelop.com. You'll get a little drop down, sign up with your email, and I would love then to reach out to you and chat with you about your breakthrough. See you soon.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Jen, and we're talking about what we can do to get that breakthrough that we desire. So step one, vision. Step two, why. Now, there's just a very important point to bring up to you regarding why, and that's contentment. Okay, this is kind of where this is what I found changed my breakthroughs. So contentment. What does contentment mean based from a spiritual side? Contentment is you are fulfilled, and the word fulfilled is really, I'm going to say grateful, but I think we've lost a little bit about what grateful means. So for the word fulfilled, I'm going to use the word satisfied, no matter what the circumstance. So in scripture, it really means to be pleased. So contentment, why is this so important? So contentment is you are truly satisfied in your current circumstance. Now, what happened with me, and this is where I kind of got a little, confused in my thinking. So I had approached, first I had approached contentment with settling. I didn't look at it as being satisfied. So here I was in this circumstance, and it was a dire circumstance. It was tough. So for me, I so wanted my outcome. I wanted what that vision looked like. And I battled sadness, because there were some days when I felt so far from that vision that I needed to, again, right, put one foot in front of the other. And I would do my self-talk, which I'll go through in another step, but I would give myself that self-talk. Then I got confused in truly being grateful, right, which is satisfied. Being satisfied with my current circumstance. So that contentment, I looked at it as settling. What I confused myself with in my mind and in my heart, that if I was content with where I was, then I would stop. I would accept it. I wouldn't look for more. I wouldn't challenge myself to get more. I see this all the time, especially with physical breakthroughs, with transformation. So whether it be a big weight loss, or whether it be like maybe you're a runner and you know you do 13 miles like that, and you really want to break through that 26 mile mark, it's almost like you accept, you know what, 13's okay. Or, you know what, I know I need to lose 50 pounds, but I'm okay. I'm okay with this. That's so different. That is not contentment. Contentment is that you truly accept your circumstances as they are, but know and believe that better is coming. So can you guys feel that? Can you feel that difference? Because this is really important when it comes to our breakthroughs. Because what has happened to me personally, when I really got that contentment, man, it was like one after the other. That's why in 7 years, my life looks completely, completely different. I look completely different. I feel completely different. I act completely different. I speak. I look back. It's funny. I've pulled up emails that I've sent to people just 5 years ago, because I had a mark in business that I could pull up that account and look. I don't even recognize that person speaking. I don't even recognize her. So it can happen so quickly. So contentment is such a big, big piece. And I want to read this to you in scripture, because it really resonated. So it's in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering. That's contentment. I just want to, you know, I feel like so many people have a story like this, but do you remember when you were in your early 20s and you were starting out? I can remember I just got my first apartment, and with all the bills, I had just enough money at that time. And I feel like my mother's saying this, but bagels were 25 cents. That's how much a bagel was. So for a dollar a day, I could eat four bagels and sustain myself. I'm not saying that I was the most healthy, but I had such contentment. I had such, and I knew more was coming. Like I knew, like I relished in living that way because I was on my own. I was paying my own bills. Sure, I didn't have a lot. I couldn't, you know, unless all of our friends pooled our money together, we couldn't go out on a Friday night. Friday nights were more about people coming over, and us at the time, it was like a VHS tape that we'd rent a movie and we'd all sit around watching, and we would accumulate whatever money we could to either get more bagels or cook pasta. But there was such contentment. There was such contentment. So that's what I would love for you to bring back into your life and what that contentment is. And I can't wait then to hear how fast your breakthroughs come. It's with contentment, your heart starts to align. That's that soul synchronicity. So step three, write down the action steps for achieving your, and I'll say the multiple words because you hear these a lot, breakthrough, outcome, vision, all the same. Write down the action steps for achieving your breakthrough. If you're looking for a new job and you need to clean up your resume, write your resume. The breakthrough from God comes in when all of a sudden your resume is in the stack of, you know, 100 applicants for this one position that you want. That's in your vision. That's what you imagine every day. That's when the supernatural comes in. The supernatural can't come in if you're not going to even apply for the job, you know, or I should say the supernatural will come in, but it could take a lot longer. Just makes it a little bit more difficult. Maybe there's got to be a couple of more connections made. So do the action steps. Write down if it's a physical transformation, what are some action steps that you start doing? What are some action steps? What can you do now? What can you do now to achieve that goal? It's going to be right away, you're going to start feeling that like, this is a lot. Like this is going to be a lot. So I just want to let you know that's real. That's going to come. And I go through it all the time. You're going to be like, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know how I can do this. And we'll cover that in the next step, the next couple of steps. We'll get through that. But you got to have a strategic plan. So write down your plan. Those are your action steps. Write down, commit to writing at least 10. Commit to at least writing 10 action steps that you can start today going towards your breakthrough a little bit at a time, right? Inch by inch, it's a cinch. I always hear that. So those action steps. Now, this is exciting. This is step four. I'm going to combine step four and step five. Step four is affirmations and step five is self-talk. So step four, what I like to do is I like to create I am statements. I have a lot of scripture that I use. So I have, I'll keep a sheet handy, actually multiple sheets around the house of my I am statements. I'll keep a sheet of the scripture. So that voice in your head is going to try to stop you. It's a natural occurrence. It's normal. It's sort of what should happen. It's just a matter of how fast we can knock that voice down, change it, include, right, new self-talk. So we might default to something that we've said about ourselves in the past. We need to create that new self-talk. So I just want to share with you some I am statements, and I'm going to post this on my Facebook page, but I think it's important if you want to take some of them down. It's I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am victorious. I am creative. I am wise. I am secure. I am valuable. I am approved. I am motivated. I am prepared. I am focused. I am patient. I am accepted. I am qualified. Those are all some of my favorites that if you're, you know, if you have this big vision, which you should, it should be big, it should be scary, then every day as you're going through your why, you're going to repeat your why back to yourself. You're going to say it over and over again. Why do I want this? That's going to be so much emotion. If it's your kids, for those of you out there that have children, when I am doing something for my kids, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. When I'm doing something for the family as a whole, that's a powerful emotion. So then I'm quick. I'll read my outcome. Then I'll think about the why. And then while the why is in my brain, I'm like, oh, that vision's so big. But then I'm like, no, I am prepared. I can do this. I am blessed. I am prosperous. Like your I am statements. What's helpful for me, what I've done is I've attached my I am statements to my outcome. So if you're looking for a physical transformation, my I am statements all are about what the outcome looks like. If it's a financial one, same thing, financial, spiritual, whether family, I make it all connected. I bring these all together. So it's a big flow. Same thing with action steps, right? It's all driven by that outcome. So you can know at any time, is my action step getting me closer? Is my self-talk getting me closer? If you're looking to complete a marathon and it's 26.2 miles and you're walking around saying, I am a marathoner. That's a whole lot different than saying like, I'm a runner who does 3 miles. That's a big difference. So tie those all together, write your I am statements. Self-talk. The self-talk is going to work off of those I am statements. The self-talk is going to be the vision. Read the vision, the why. When we get back, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we are going to finish up. There's something super special that I want to share with you in scripture about the power of the tongue, because this is all there. This is how it's the power of the tongue is tied to soul synchronicity and in turn is tied to getting us our breakthrough. And when we get back, you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Jen, and we're going to take this last segment and finish up with what can we do on our part to achieve our breakthroughs? And so far we've covered vision, the why do you want that? We've talked about those action steps, and those action steps are so important because that's our roadmap, right? And it doesn't always... I don't want you to get stuck that every action step has to be perfect, because those are the moments, that's when the spiritual breakthrough comes in, right? Where you're like, wow, you do one or two action steps, and then all of a sudden, you know, 3, 4, 5 pieces fall in to your puzzle. And all of a sudden you're like, where did that come from? That's incredible. So don't let the fear stop you of getting those of writing those action steps and starting with them today. Then we have affirmations and self-talk, step 4 and step 5. Affirmations and self-talk are so important. And I want to read something to you. And this is why we are, right? I mentioned in the beginning of the show that we're spiritual beings. In Proverbs 11:17, and I have this plastered all over my office and all in the kitchen, to be honest with you, because I want the kids to see this for me in my house. Your own soul is nourished when you are kind, but you destroy yourself when you are cruel. That's Proverbs 11:17. In Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but hard words stir up anger. And Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. What we say to ourselves and what we say to others is so, so important. So important. And in most experiences, we tend to be kinder to someone in front of us than we are to ourselves. So I just want to affirm for you in your affirmations, in your self-talk, you hear yourself. It makes a difference. It's so important. So please take that next step. Write down your I am statements. Positive, positive, positive. And sometimes we get, it's funny, I'm moving away from the word positive and negative in my life, because I want to work off of a more outcome focused life. So what is the outcome that I'm looking for? And if I talk it, if I walk it, if I act it, then I become it. And that gets us to step 6, focus. What's your focus? What are you focused on? You know, it's in 2 Timothy Chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. We have it inside of us. We have it inside of us. So what are you focused on? Are you focused on your outcome, or are you focused on not achieving your outcome? That's why I love having my vision all over the place. That's why I love having my why all over the place and having it handy. It's part of my morning ritual that I read that every morning. And my, it's funny, my visions are long. They're for my outcomes, they're, it's all descriptive and it's very long. So you don't have to, I don't read every single line every single morning because then I felt it was becoming very mechanical. Like I wanted to feel it. So I'll read, you know, I might one morning read one of my outcomes. I might one morning read a sentence, a characteristic of each vision. But I'm always aware, again, if I bring it back to focus, what am I focused on? Am I focused on just doing it? Am I focused on reading it to read it? Or am I focused on living it? Am I focused on bringing it into my life? You know, talking, if there's an outcome, get your family involved. Have the whole family focus on it. It's so powerful when you have multiple people working towards either your outcome or the same outcome, or having people involved in what you're going to achieve. It's amazing. It's very amazing. And finally, last and certainly not least, prayer. And I bring a lot of prayer into achieving my breakthroughs. So 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. So I bring prayer into achieving these breakthroughs. And a lot with prayer is when you're talking through your vision, when you're sharing your vision with someone, when you're talking about your vision, when you're living your action steps, when you're sharing your why or you're thinking about your why, when you're looking at what you're focused on, add thank you in there. Let's bring it back to that contentment. Let's bring it back to the contentment that, you know what? I love where I'm at and I love where I'm going. I love what I have and I love what's coming my way. I love the doors that have closed and I love the doors that are opening. Right there, saying thank you, sharing what your desires are, your outcomes, talking about them, that's prayer. That's prayer. So it's a very easy, a very natural way. Again, we're bringing it back to that soul synchronicity. We're bringing it back to I look at it as like a spiritual team. I do. I look at it as a spiritual team. We can have a physical team here and we can have a spiritual team. So on your physical team, sharing your outcome with friends, sharing your whys with your family, you know, get them involved. Why are you maybe working late one night to achieve something? Why are you going out on weekends or getting up early to run or to work out? Let everybody know what's happening, what's going on, what you're doing. And that conversation, that leads to, that's prayer. Something very natural, something that you can do as part of your morning routine or your afternoon routine, or even right before bed. I don't like to set standards or guidelines. Sometimes for me, it happens a lot in the morning, but sometimes the mornings are busy. But for me, I like to bring it in daily. And that's why, too, I think it's so important for you to keep these outcomes and your action steps. Get them in your calendar. Put your action steps into your calendar. Block out time. If it's about doing your resume, then block out an hour for the next 3 nights to get your resume done. And I know that fear is going to come up, but pray through it. Pray through that fear. So just to recap, and again, please go to my Facebook page, Jen Zellup, or go to jenniferzellup.com. You can shoot me an email at jenniferzellup@yahoo.com. at yahoo.com. I would love to hear all about your breakthroughs. I would love to hear your desires. So you have vision, right? Step one. Step two, your why. Step three, those action steps. Step four and step five, I combined to be your affirmations and your self-talk. Step six is focus, and step seven is prayer. And this has seriously been the key to my crazy 7-year transformation. And in turn, I've already created 7 more outcomes that I want for the next year. So join along with me. I would love, again, to hear from you. And if you visit jenniferzelb.com, sign up for our newsletter, then I can give you a phone chat and we can talk about your breakthroughs. Everyone, it's been such a pleasure and it's such an honor for me to come here weekly. And I just want to thank you for watching. And anytime, please feel free to reach out. I love the connection. I love talking with people. And again, this is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelb.com.